This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, this is lubrication with lethality mixed in. Check them out. froglube.com. Well, he just wrote a book, which, you know, what we're seeing amongst these students out there is sort of a case study for his thesis from his excellent book, Pussification, the Effeminization of the American Male. Joining us again is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, avid cigar smoker, avid gun owner, ordained minister, used to be. I think he may have told me that he wasn't no more, but we're joined again by Doug Giles. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I am imbibing deeply in a dirty martini, wailing on our magnum opus 600 nitro cigar, and reveling the fact that we kicked Hillary to the curb, big dog.
Big dog. Big, yes, she is, and I mean, I said earlier.
Goodbye, Clintons, forever. I hope to never see them again. I hope she goes to prison. I hope the Clinton Foundation and the FBI, the real watchdogs that are on that little bread trail, I hope they find her at the end of it doing dastardly deeds that WikiLeaks exposed. And we get to see these thugs who use and abuse the American people on our dime, rot in prison.
Well,
but that's just me.
Yeah, you're just as shy and retiring as you've always been. Now,
yes, I'm a wallflower and a kitty cat.
Yes, I know. Now, you know, what we're seeing today rivals all those protests we saw when Romney lost and McCain lost and Dole lost and H.W. Bush lost the second one around. You remember all those protests where we were out there burning things and turning things over and, you know, saying F this guy and all this other stuff? Remember that?
Bill, I was just thinking the other day, you know, that how we ran down the streets and we lit our neighbors' cars on fire and how we set all of our conservative businesses aflame. What a bunch of winners. Here in liberal cities, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Oakland, they're like, we're mad, Trump, we didn't get our way, so we're going to tear down our liberal city. These guys are geniuses, man. Just absolute Mensa quality geniuses.
I had not thought about the Mensa connection. I really would love.
You know why conservatives and libertarians didn't protest after we were handed Obama and twice is because we were doing this thing, Bill, called working.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of conservatives and libertarians have not been pussified like the leftists have been. Also.
Well, you know, I don't remember. You know, I've been sitting around for the last 2 days going, which direction do I take the show in now? Do I just talk about training and self-defense and solving bills? You know, there's still going to be Bloomberg. At least I got Bloomberg. But you know what? I like this moment where, I mean, I've waited literally, as I mean, since they were in office, to see Hillary Clinton just go away and never come back.
No, this is we've been waiting 8 years. This has got to be what it feels like to be in a marriage that just absolutely sucks the daylights out of you. But bringing up the rioters, right before you called, I'm watching the blurb coming in for O'Reilly and what he's got on for the menu for tonight. And I was watching these little snowflakes, these little pussified Americans at Berkeley, Berkeley University. And one of the guys says, you know, man, love trumps hate. And you know what they went on to do right after that? Burn Donald Trump in effigy and the American flag. Did I miss something? Is there a new definition, Bill, of what hate is? Is burning the president in effigy and Old Glory, would that be considered hate? I don't know.
I look at it and I just wonder what they think they're changing. Because I was in the military. I couldn't care less about symbolism. That was one thing the military taught me. Don't give a rip about symbolism. Now, when I saluted the flag, my chest was way out there. I felt a lot of pride to be defending that thing. And I'm, you know, one of these days they're not going to be in a Berkeley, and they're going to do that. They're going to do that in front of a bunch of veterans. And then they're going to get some, you know, some special snowflake clocks cleaned in that instant.
Bro, I'm telling you, and I live close to Austin. I don't live in Austin proper. And so even though it's a blue county and it went for the Hill to Beast a couple of days ago, I'm far enough out, like 30 miles southwest in the gateway of the Hill Country, that if any stupid little pussified, skinny jean wearing, deep V-neck, man bun sporting moron little glory up at the nutty brown honky tonk, I guarantee you, man, he would get stomped on like a narc at a biker party.
Do you still have your big Magnum pistol with the 8-inch barrel?
Yes, it's actually 8 3/4 inch, but yes.
Hey.
And then, man, I've got the grouping down on that thing that. I'm pretty confident that if you're further out than 125 yards, you're probably safe. But from the muzzle to about a buck and a quarter, man, I'm gonna down you. And I've got these beautiful Barnes Triple Shock X bullets that expand wonderfully once they start tearing into flesh.
Everybody needs to go search Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S. And then go to images, and you'll see the picture I'm talking about. He's in a tank top. He's got on his Douglas MacArthur aviators, cigar that, you know, just looks like a rolled piece of heaven, and a pistol that makes what was that guy? What was it? Who was the guy?
Harry Callahan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking Dirty Harry. I was thinking that guy, Tackleberry. Remember Tackleberry? Yeah.
I miss Tackleberry, man. You got to turn me on to that.
Tackleberry was Police Academy.
Gotcha. Now, you're talking about the direction of lock and load post the election and the confetti hit the floor and us being, you know, self-congratulatory that we won over the media, that we won over the GOP elite establishment, that we be back to never Trumpers. So it's really hard right now, Bill, for me to forgive them, even though I'm a Christian man.
No,
but I'm merging the direction of lock and load and what you brought up at the beginning of the show, the riots. Man, I don't know if you've seen this, but we've got it on ClashDaily.com, loaded it up mid-morning. Black thugs in Chicago grabbed this elderly man, and they beat him to a pulp. Just because he was a Trump voter.
I saw that. Bill, I didn't see that.
Bill, I would have brought out my little Springfield 45 ACP subcompact, and I'd have dumped both magazines I carry right into their torso, man. And I wouldn't even blink.
We're coming up on the break.
They're nothing more than a wild boar to me.
Will you stay through the next segment?
Yeah.
You hang on. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And we're back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Joining me again from ClashDaily.com is Doug Giles. We were talking about the riots and the unrest from all of the, their fourth point of contact is sore because they finally got told no. There's no safe space for them to go to. Do you think we're going to see a instance, Doug, where they walk around the corner looking for trouble and actually find some?
They're gonna bump into a lock and load radio listener, and I'm telling you, things are gonna go south in a nanosecond. I train Taekwondo. Both my daughters, Hannah and Regis, first female Gracie Jiu-Jitsu black belts in the world. One of the things that I try to do, because I know I tend to run hot, Bill, is avoid. If I know that there's gonna be, a stack of jackasses in some location, I'm not going to go there. If there's a place where I can't carry, I'm not going to go there.
Right.
And but I'm telling you what, man, if I'm tooling down 1826, pulling out a Salt Lick after some delicious barbecue that I'll treat you to when you come to Austin,
right,
and all of a sudden these morons are blocking the road and they're smashing on my window, oh my gosh, man. Somebody better call an ambulance and tell them to bring extra body bags, because every bit of training and every bit of survival instinct and every bit of love for my family and friends is going to manifest and concentrate right on the short end of that 45 ACP. And I guarantee they're not ready, to meet me. They're not ready to meet your audience. And, I think it's going to get bloody, man. I think it's going to get bloody. These morons fueled by, George Soros's Hungarian cash, and he's cash flowing them big time. I think we're going to see dust ups like never before, like Black Lives Matter. Oh, by the way, Bill, did you notice that the BLMers, those droogies, weren't even showing their face until after the election? There's plenty of things to protest. They haven't run out of, of stuff to get up about, because they make mountains out of molehills. But Soros and the DNC had them dialed down a bit, but now they've been given free rein.
Well, that free rein until they actually find what they're looking for.
No, I'm telling you, they're gonna meet the wrong Second Amendment provider, protector, hunter, and hero that I laud in my book Pussification. And but you know what's gonna happen? The media is going to blame us. The media is going to jump on that like a duck on a June bug. But thank God that we have a law and order president-elect, Donald Trump. Can you imagine, man, and this is, again, going back to my strident bitterness and unforgiveness right now, Bill, that I'm trying to deal with, with a martini and a cigar.
Right,
the never-Trumpers, if Hillary would have been in office with the Second Amendment, hunting rights, angling and fishing, those things, you would have seen regulations hit us like never before from a constitutional and a Bill of Rights standpoint. And to me, those guys, because they didn't like Trump, because he was crude, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Nearly unforgivable.
When in 2012, when Romney was in South Carolina, or in 2011 when Romney was in South Carolina, I had an occasion to have lunch with him with the the state treasurer, and he took us all to lunch. And I thought that was going to be a great lunch and everything, but Romney asked me what I was looking for in a president, and I said a personality akin to George Patton. And he just had this vacuous stare, because I'm not looking for a Boy Scout to run the country. I'm looking for a commander-in-chief. I want somebody to stand up there, and when he says something, I want to go out and die for the guy.
Yeah, you want to, but that's because the culture has been so pussified, which I bring up in my book, Pussification. If somebody like Patton or MacArthur, and I've had some of my colleagues that also write and publish and stuff, they're saying, Trump is so coarse, he's so crude, we need a statesman like Churchill. I'm like, Churchill? That's one of the crudest. I'm looking at a painting that I did at Churchill right in front of me right now as I do the interview. He was one of the crudest, most bombastic invective throwers known to mankind. And you know what? He would lay it on the women just like he'd lay it on his opposition. We wouldn't tolerate a Patton. We wouldn't tolerate a MacArthur. We wouldn't tolerate a Churchill. And we've become so pussified that Trump upsets us because he said something privately 9 years ago or 11 years ago? We've been completely pussified, man. And hopefully, Lock and Load Radio and Donald J. Trump is going to, help us grow our testicles back and we'll become a great nation again.
That's my hope anyway. I'm working on mine right now.
Before I run out for you, I put dirt on mine, little yep. Sunshine and water, and it seems to be growing nicely.
I just, turned on CNN and just stood there with my pants down and just, you know, let all that sink in. Anyway, before we run out of time, put out everything that we can put out about Doug Giles. How do they find you? How can they find your book? All that other stuff.
Yeah, buddy. Main stomping grounds, clashdaily.com. Man, we are killing it, brother. 180 million page views in the last 3.5 years. The book, Pussification, The Effeminization of the American Male. Again, that's Pussification. Amazon, so easy. Everybody trusts it. And they can get the audio book, which is a scream. Kindle, if they dig that. Or I'm an old paperback dude, man. Paperback versions there. We went to number one in gender studies. That's got to drive the liberals mad.
And don't forget now, for those of you who know about this, if you want to, now he's got the examples of what America has become. If you want to find out what it's like to be manly, you can get Rise, Kill, Eat.
Oh, exactly. And, so. And they'll have an apologetic in that book for not being apologetic for hunting. It's our day, man. We need to make hay. We need to do everything that we can. We've got a great 4-year window, House, Senate, and the presidency. I hope we get steered correctly. It's always a we the people thing, though. We got to keep every politician from Donald Trump on down honest.
Roger that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. As usual, it's been a kick.
Thanks again, big dog.
Yes, sir. We will talk soon. Doug Giles is like just a breath of fresh air. He just brings it. And I don't have it in me either. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Lubrication based upon lethality. Froglube.com. This April, I will have been in radio for 7 years. That means I have been in media for 7 years. Everything I try to do in media, I try to bring it to you in the most candid way I can. I do not like getting it wrong. Everything that I push out there is based upon two things, my beliefs and data. Data is what shapes my beliefs. Tuesday night was a very long night. And the only thing more shocking than Trump's victory was the looks on the faces of people in media. And this realization that I came away from that with, you know, while taking all that in, was that this is a forever change in the relationship between the consumers of media, you, and the mainstream media. So, here are 15 talking points that should be considered in random order. Number one, The mainstream media has always presented itself as the holder of truth. Reality has shown that mainstream media has been engaged for way too long in a war with truth, and mainstream media has lost that war. Number two, mainstream media has portrayed Hillary Clinton as a person exonerated from criminal responsibility for her numerous acts of corruption and illegal activities over time. Reality has indicated that she has jeopardized national security and has threatened certain individuals perceived as dangerous or compromising for her own political convenience. Number three, mainstream media presented Donald Trump as an isolated, exotic character, unrelated to the world's current major concerns, particularly in Europe, but also in Asia and Africa, such as Islamic terrorism, massive immigration, particularly from Muslim countries, and the assault against Christianity. Reality has shown that Trump is indeed a true American, Mr. Brexit. Number four, mainstream media has presented populism as a marginal trend in the American society. Reality has proven that the majorities of the electorates of both parties, Republican and Democratic, consist in populist voters who support anti-establishment candidates, Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Number five, mainstream media has followed Hillary Clinton and portrayed narratively and statistically more than half of the country's population as a basket of deplorables in sharp contrast with the majority of American people. Reality has shown the so-called majority, ideologically and racially, consists in an accumulation of several minority groups. Number six, the mainstream media has threatened the deplorables with many Hollywood darlings moving out of the country if the candidate of the deplorables were to win. Post-election reality will force these darlings of the dream factory city to fulfill their vocal promises, or if not, then shut the hell up and just sing or act. How about that? Number seven. Mainstream media is presented as a fait accompli the idea that winning televised presidential debates organized by mainstream media is a solid predictor of winning the presidency. Reality has illustrated that this has become a myth, especially after episodes of Don Brazil type, where party operatives in cahoots with the same mainstream media leak information about people's debate questions to certain preferred candidates. Number eight, mainstream media has instilled the idea that political household names like Kennedy, Clinton, or Bush are invincible per se. Reality has shown that non-politicians like Trump can take down in just one electoral race two powerful political dynasty names, Bush and Clinton, which had ruled the country for 16 years in a row. Number nine, the mainstream media has trained the electorate to think that temperament is a bad thing and experience is a good thing. Reality has proven that temperament involves a powerful character, strong values, determination, contempt for political correctness, while experience, if it's bad, it's useless, and so is low energy. Number 10, the mainstream media has accustomed the American people to a politically correct discourse. Reality has proven that new standards need to be adopted. Tell it like it is, high energy, and being unpredictable have become a must in order to overcome the voters' boredom and apathy. Benjamin Franklin is credited with the famous quote, "Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see." Number 11, mainstream media has constructed a narrative according to which certain constituents like minorities, union workers, can be regarded as plantation workers, and certain constituencies like the Blue Wall, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin are Democratic holy lands. Reality has shown that nobody and nothing can be taken for granted anymore. Number 12, mainstream media has created the narrative that Hillary Clinton is the inevitable president who would win by a landslide predicted with a 90% probability, and the Democrats would take the U.S. Senate as well. Reality has shown that Republicans can win the presidency and both houses of the Congress for the first time since November 1928. This does not exempt the Republicans from reforming their own party. Number 13, mainstream media has instilled the idea that America means mainly New York, the Bay Area, and Hollywood. Reality is that the core of America is exactly in between. Number 14, mainstream media years ago switched the party traditional colors to red for conservatives and blue for Democrats, with late Tim Russert being credited as one of the coiners. Reality is that the original colors, supported ideologically by the British and continental European tradition, used to be blue for conservatives and red for Democrats. Time has come for the two colors to go back to their original parties. Last and not least, number 15, mainstream media has accustomed the electorate to the toxic idea that a Trump presidency will be the hell on earth. Reality is going to show the liberals that they should not moan and weep because their country has not been lost, but has actually been saved. And it will be greater again and more prosperous than ever. As a consequence of everything I've just mentioned, 1 through 15, mainstream media has lost irredeemably the right to be called mainstream. You have seen through them. And for the first time ever, you turn them back. You stop listening to them. There's still people that listen to the Magic Box, without a doubt. But you disregarded everything they had to say. Nobody cared. Nobody got out there and said, when they saw the exit polls and when they saw the polls out there, when they, you know, once the tally started coming in, and once and for all, can we look at this and say, you know what, if we turn out, we can win anything? I voted on a voting machine. My vote got counted. I know Soros supposedly owned some of them. Still, despite all of that, all of those things that we heard, Trump won because we turned out. You cannot stop a tsunami. No matter how much the mainstream media will tell you that our vote doesn't count, our vote was part, each and every one of us was part of a tsunami of turning back against the establishment, against the status quo, turning back against Obama, against Clinton, against everything mainstream. We're looking for performance now. We're looking for results. And we went the way we think we needed to go. And don't tell me it was a lesser of two evils. That was not the case. That's not the way things like that turn out. If that were the case, we'd be talking about President Clinton today. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I've only said it like 12 times tonight. Let's get it wrong the last time out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Now then, just so everybody knows, I don't want to see this stuff in the chat room or anything. Tomorrow night, I'll be training in hand-to-hand combat for the video short with a bunch of Jeet Kune Do Wing Chun guys. So it will be a rebroadcast tomorrow instead of the guys from Polite Society don't have the time to do it tomorrow. So tomorrow it'll be a rebroadcast. Very shortly, we're going to be shooting this video short for SHOT Show, and it'll be out there for everybody to see. But tomorrow, in order to make a few things happen, that's what I'll be doing. Tomorrow will be Veterans Day. If you are a veteran, I'm proud to have served with you or have served in the component you've served in. If you served with me, well, I mean, that was an honor that was all mine. And if you have loved ones that are veterans, you're looking at somebody that handed over his life to an entity that you can't possibly imagine and said, I will guarantee your freedom with everything I got up to my life. And that's the truth, whether they were a cook or worked in the dental lab or whatever it was. Everybody under uniform goes through the same basic combat training, and if that moment comes, they have to do it because they go places nobody wants to go to, and they go do things nobody wants to go do. So to the veterans of America, I can't tell you how proud I am to be one of you. So think about that tomorrow as well. But tomorrow will be a rebroadcast, just so you know. Now, one of the things that I find interesting about this election is all of the people that are coming out just so vociferously without knowing anything about what Trump's going to do. They've all been conditioned by the magic box. And there's been a striking series of American Muslim viewpoint articles published recently where we see Muslims complaining vociferously about the election of Donald Trump while at the same time being completely silent about the dangers of radical Islam. This causes me to think that too many American Muslims have a bigger problem with Trump than they do with radicalized Islam. That's a problem. That's a big problem. On Slate, one Muslim proudly announces that he's not shaving his beard and that his hijabi wife will continue to comply with Sharia law, even though Donald Trump has never asked him to shave anything. From Slate, Tuesday was a slow dawning personalization of the election for me. First came a wave of anxiety, the thought of Trump in the Oval Office, then came the nausea, realizing what it means for our nation's moral compass. What about the damn moral compass of Islam? This guy talks fictionally about being forced to shave his beard and remove the hijab. Does he realize that in many Muslim countries, people are killed for not wearing a beard, for not wearing a hijab? Does he realize how he sounds? He continues, we have someone who's made it abundantly clear that he believes Islam is at war with the United States and that regarding your neighbor with suspicion and perhaps even hostility is not just a protected right, but a moral imperative. Why wouldn't his supporters lash out at us? Who is protecting us? I hate to tell you this, snowflake, but radical Islamists are massacring Americans and this arrogant, self-absorbed Muslim is worried about himself. Have there been any Muslims killed in America for being Muslim? Can anybody name anything about that? I hear you, Andy. I will do that. Or I'll call Scott tomorrow about that. Now, you can read the same thing in the New York Times, where another Muslim fears for his safety now that Trump has been elected president. He writes, as Mr. Trump's base rejoices, American Muslim parents are furiously WhatsApping and texting one another about how they're terrified for their children's safety. Does my 2-year-old son, Ibrahim, and 3-month-old baby girl, Nuseba, deserve to be bullied at school for simply having a Muslim name? Do their mosques deserve to be vandalized? Can you point out an instance where that's happened, Jack? Hate crimes against Muslims are quite rare in America. 4 times rarer than hate crimes against Jewish people. The writer of the Times piece worries about his baby girl being bullied in school, but he doesn't have anything to say about the fate of baby girls in Islam. The child marriages, the rape, the clitorectomies. This double standard makes me wonder if the writer is not only hostile towards Trump, but sympathetic to Sharia law and radical Islam. In WAPO, another Islamic writer states, in addition to his blatant misogyny and anti-immigrant xenophobia during his presidential campaign, we've also seen Donald Trump's political campaign successfully normalize Islamophobia as part of the current National Republican Party platform, as it exists today. How can Trump be Islamophobic? To be phobic, you have to have an irrational fear. Now, people acting in the name of Islam have been murdering tens of thousands of people every year all around the world. This is not a phobia. Phobias are based upon a perception. We're basing all this stuff on reality. The writer of the WAPO article didn't stop to examine the causes of Trump's concerns about Islam because then he would have to address all the horrors of radical Islam. His failure to address such an obvious point makes me wonder if he's sympathetic to it. Lastly, on Vox, Farhar Tahir, a foreign policy professional, whatever that is, in Washington, D.C., says, for the first time in my very privileged life, I feel a deep sense of fear for myself as a scarf-clad American Muslim woman and the many I love, whether they're Muslims, scarf-clad, isn't the word hijab? Scarf-clad people have nothing to fear in the United States, but they do fear being sold as sex slaves in Muslim countries. And it's curious that Farhar would choose to live in a country where she has such fear rather than living in a safe Islamic country, you know, like the one she came from. Serena Bajwa, another Muslim quoted in Vox, states, as a Muslim, I am hurt and in fear for my physical safety and for that of my loved ones. As a woman, I'm horrified that the first woman candidate is conceded to a man that embodies everything that has hindered women throughout history. Where do you think Muslim women have a greater cause to fear their safety, in America or in the slave markets of Raqqa? In the United States or on the execution platforms of Mosul? Where are Muslim women hindered more throughout history, America or Muslim countries, where they can't even walk outside without permission? When I keep saying all of this stuff from American Muslims condemning those of us legitimately concerned about radical Islam while staying completely silent about radical Islam themselves, it puts the American Muslim community in an unattractive light. Now, if a rogue group of Baptists were murdering people, you wouldn't see most Baptists being silent about it. If a movement of evangelicals were committing mass murder, you wouldn't see most evangelicals blaming people for wanting evangelicals under close scrutiny. American Muslims are different. This attitude of victimhood and entitlement makes them less sympathetic. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay. This is still a very dangerous world that we live in. We've got a president that maybe is going to address that. Maybe he'll reconstitute the military. Another thing I heard today that just made me salivate is Attorney General Trey Gowdy. How I would love that. You know, Supreme Court Justice Ted Cruz. We're headed to better days, but we still exist in a very dangerous world today. And if American Muslims are sitting around worried about what's happening in America and they really believe that, then go back to where you came from, please, and take your chances there. If it's so safe there, what are you doing here? You're here because it isn't safe there. Nobody's told you to do anything yet. Be an American. You're welcome to be here. We'll be back on Monday. Veterans Day is tomorrow. Enjoy it. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.